Southeast's commercial Dungeness crab fishery will look a little different this year following decisions by the state's Board of Fish in January. The board approved a change to the season timing for districts 1 and 2 in southern Southeast near Ketchikan. From Petersburg, KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
While most of the region normally enjoys a two-month summer season and a two-month fall season, districts 1 and 2 have been on a single season that runs from October through February. Petersburg crabber Ryan Littleton submitted the proposal seeking to bring districts 1 and 2 in line with the rest of the region. The change is meant to spread the Southeast fleet over a larger area. Crabbers say the fleet is becoming more concentrated, and they've been losing Dungeness grounds due to increasing predation from a growing sea otter population, along with closure of small areas around the region for personal use fishing. The need to open the southern areas in the summer was a sentiment echoed by Petersburg crabber Mark Jensen during public testimony before the board.
I think it's a good marketing time for the crab, better weather conditions, and I just think it would be a benefit to giving more room to the crab fleet to spread out.
Southeast summer season is one of only a few commercial Dungy summertime fisheries on the West Coast, and that improves the value of the Southeast catch. However, the change was opposed by the Ketchikan Advisory Committee and by Department of Fish and Game staff. Marine Fisheries Supervisor Kyle Hebert said Fish and Game was concerned with crabbers catching Dungeness with soft shells during the summer mating season.
The information that we have regarding the molt timing and the incidence of soft shell and the mortality rates from handling soft-shell crab suggests that to limit that handling mortality, the appropriate time for the fishery is in the fall when it's not a soft-shell crab issue.
The summertime fishery in Districts 1 and 2 was initially closed in the mid-1980s so that permit holders in that part of the region could target other fish during the summertime and save Dungy crabbing for the fall and winter. Board members at the meeting in Petersburg in January were swayed by input from the commercial fleet and the public. Carl Johnstone of Anchorage said he changed his mind on the proposal.
As I hear more and more information, I tend to put credit in the users who are reporting that, and I'm inclined to change my mind on this. I think given the lack of information and the data we have from the in-fishery people and the market conditions, the time of year, that it's something that we should consider adopting.
The board initially voted down that change, but then reconsidered it and approved an amended version of the proposal. It passed with a 3-year sunset clause, which will force the board to readdress the issue during the next Southeast Shellfish Meeting cycle. In other commercial Dungeness proposals, the board voted 7-0 against a shift in season dates for the overall Southeast fishery. That proposal sought a single season starting July 1st and running through November 1st. The board did support a proposal that will allow Fish and Game to take soft-shell crab into consideration when it determines the length of the fall Dungy season. The change will give the department flexibility to account for soft-shell in calculating the early season catch, and it's that calculation which helps determine the length of the seasons and whether the fall fishery opens. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.